My full name is Carol Janina Marquez Oliveira. I'm from Lima, Peru, and I was born on July 8th, 1990. I grew up in a low-income neighborhood, and it's a huge city, so it has 8 million people living there. And they have different districts. And the surrounding districts are the ones that are low income. So I used to live in one of those. And I remember that when I was a kid, we didn't have roads. We were like walking on the streets and were grass or just dirt. But we mostly, with my friends outside, we will work there. We will play there outside. We will play with cans of milk cans, because here you have those milk cans. We'll put it on one side of the street. From the other side of the street, we will try to hit those cans with a ball. We will do bowling like that. And then we will play soccer. Soccer is the main thing in South America. Here's the football, but back in Peru, we call it football too. But here, you call it soccer. We will play that, and we will play volleyball, and we jump the rope, those kind of things. In the South American culture, we live in multi-generational houses where you will find your grandma, your uncle, your aunt, your mom, your brother, your sisters living in the same house. So you will always see someone inside the house because a lot of people live in there in this small space. But we are really family-oriented. Family is the first thing for us. I will have the fresh markets one block from my house, and you will find the fresh vegetables, fresh meat, fresh everything. And my mom will go every day to the market. Here, for example, you go and buy the food for the month or for the week. My mom will go every day to buy the food for that day. And we have different kind of dishes. If I live in the coast, most of the food was based on seafood. We eat fish, shrimp, everything that you can imagine. My favorite food, what's called ceviche, it's made of fish. It's raw fish that you have to cook it with lemon and salt. And you will let it there rest for 10 minutes. And you have to eat it fresh, and it's really good. Each country in South America has their own unique way to prepare ceviche. But of course, the Peruvian version is the best one. It wasn't a good transition from Peru to Pittsburgh. It's really cold. There are a lot of bridges here. Then my other impression was that every neighborhood looks different and every neighborhood has their own thing. Like every neighborhood has their own market, their own library, their own coffee shops, their own restaurants. So you don't have to leave your neighborhood if you want to have fun or have lunch or hang out with your friends. In Peru, the 50% of the population is poor, and it's not like here that you have a lot of opportunities to educate yourself. Like you have these beautiful schools, and when you want to go to undergrad, you have the opportunity to go there. But in Peru, there's not a lot of access to the education. So in order for me to have a better education, I accept a scholarship here in the United States. So I have to learn English in 3 months in order for me to accept this scholarship. That was a struggle for me before moving here. And also I didn't know a lot about the culture here. It was kind of scary for me, but I was excited to find something new. When I moved to the United States, I came from a scholarship, as I told you, and my college was an HBCU. And I didn't know what was an HBCU before. An HBCU stands for Historical Black College. So most of my classmates were African Americans. And in Peru, you don't have that kind of colleges where you can preserve the heritage of a culture, of an ethnicity. And it was really interesting for me to find out here and also finding out about just women's college where only women can study. That was really interesting for me. And find a lot of people from different parts of the world in just one place.